We all know people that appear to be married to their jobs. You know, the kind of people that get there early, work late, and are never off sick. But what happens when those people pass away and still go to work? Stay a while as I share with you true ghost stories about people who've never left their jobs. Job dedication. Lidcombe, New South Wales, Australia, 2004. Kevin and Janie worked in the kitchen of a venue. They were working late as the restaurant had already closed, and they were cleaning and packing up everything from the busy day. They were busy doing their work when they thought they could hear some loud noise from the kitchen. It would not be unusual of its own at most times of the day, as it was a busy kitchen, but there was no one else working back with them. They looked at each other puzzled, and in the dead quiet, the noise from the kitchen seemed extra loud. Janie whispered to Kevin, "What's that?" Kevin thought about it for a few seconds and then recognized the noise. It was the sound of cutlery being rattled about in the kitchen area. Being the only two staff there, they grew a bit afraid and quietly they crept up towards the kitchen door. Janie suggested that they call security, but Kevin told her to wait. He wanted to see what was going on first. They crept up, step by step, to the kitchen door. The door was slightly ajar, and here they both peeped in to see an old lady with very white hair tied up in a bun. She was rustling the cutlery over and over with both her hands in the sink as if washing it. They were so close that the sound of cutlery was very loud. They didn't recognize the old lady and stood back confused by what they were seeing. Janie held on to Kevin tightly. She plucked up some courage and called out, "Who's there?" The lady they were watching didn't acknowledge them, but simply took a step to one side and just disappeared into thin air. Having both witnessed this, Kevin admits that he was scared, but the adrenaline gave him enough courage to burst in and search the kitchen for this white-haired lady. But she was nowhere to be found. He was so scared he left work early that day. But before leaving, he reported the event to the duty manager. As Kevin tried to leave, the duty manager, who had worked at this venue for over 20 years, called him back. He asked Kevin to describe the lady thoroughly, and Kevin did so. The duty manager scratched his chin and calmly explained to Kevin that the lady they had just described was the very first president of that club. Photographic memory. Lidcombe, New South Wales, Australia, 2005. This occurred in the same location as the previous story and was also retold to me by Kevin. It was some time after the first incident, and although he reported that every now and then the noise of cutlery was reported from the kitchen by other kitchen staff, no one had ever seen the old lady. In 2005, the managers of the venue decided that staff photos would be taken of every section. They would be kept and displayed for posterity, as well as for the club's official records. The day of the photos came and went, and of course, one was arranged to be taken of all the kitchen staff as well. The photo was taken without any problems. When the photo was developed, however, Kevin said that the staff were shocked when, just behind the kitchen staff members, and off to one side at the end of the bar, could be seen a faint but clear figure. It was the figure of an older lady, with white hair tied back in a bun. And she sat there, sipping from what looked to be a cup of tea. Was she still supervising her staff?
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Working overtime? Westmead, New South Wales, Australia, circa 2000. Fran was a nurse and had been working shifts for many years, as often nurses do. She normally worked in her regular post-op wards at the hospital. But one particular evening, she was asked to help out in another ward. Happy to do so, Fran went to help her colleagues on the other ward. She was told that the ward was short-staffed and that she would be working with two other nurses. As they hurried about their shift attending to patients, Fran noticed that two other nurses were moving about with her and helping. But she noticed that a third nurse was working in the medicine room, but never came out. The third nurse appeared to be filling burettes and moving medicines around, but wouldn't come out to help them on the floor. After a few hours, Fran was getting really frustrated and went to confront the nurse in the medicine room, but she wasn't in there at the moment. The team leader saw Fran and asked if everything was okay. Fran asked about the third nurse on shift, and the team leader cut her off and said, "Wait, what third nurse?" Fran tells me that since then she learned that it was a common occurrence for staff to see the mystery nurse that no one ever recognised. Evidently, that nurse had never clocked off. Tapping the Source. Sydney, New South Wales, Australia, late 1990s. Wendy was about 21 years old at the time that this happened to her. She was working at a storage facility for a retail supermarket chain. She had already been working there for some time, but avoided a particular area of the dock. Each time she would walk past this particular room in the dock area, she would become very uncomfortable, but she could never explain why. One day, she was pushing a cart of goods down that same corridor she travelled every day. But for some unknown reason, she stopped outside of the room. Without consciously doing it, she stood at the doorway and stared into the empty room. Among other things in that room was a tap and a sink that the cleaners used to draw water from. As she was looking at that area, she noticed the handle of the tap slowly start to turn, as if by an unseen hand. Trying to focus her eyes because she could not believe what she was seeing, she looked closer, and the handle on the tap continued to turn slowly until the tap was at full capacity with water gushing out of it. There was no one in that room, and terrified, she froze for a second. Startled then by a workmate who also appeared in the corridor behind her, She ran down the rest of the corridor with her cart to get away from that room. Her colleague, puzzled at what he had just seen, saw the tap at full blast and went in to switch it off. He later asked her what had happened, and she explained. On overhearing the conversation, a third work colleague agreed that this tap incident would happen every now and then, and that without any explanation, the staff had concluded that it was a former employee that had never left the job.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kitchens closed. King's Cross, New South Wales, Australia, circa 2000. For those who don't know, King's Cross is a hub of nightlife in Sydney, and there are many popular venues there. At this particular venue, the doors would be closed by 3 a.m. By this time, the kitchen and bar were closed, and most patrons were already out of the venue. There would only be staff left around about this time, as they had to clean up. Mark was one of the managers at the venue, and reported that about 3 a.m. every morning, him and his staff would often see something strange emerge from the kitchen. It was a man that looked like a cook, all dressed in white. Mark watched this mysterious man who seemed to appear from nothing just inside the doorway of the kitchen. The figure then emerged from the empty kitchen and stood in the doorway for a second or two. It would look around out of the doorway as if checking the place out, and then simply disappear back into the kitchen. If you'd like to share your own scary experience, contact us via email. Our email is in the description.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.